Parts. You're waking up with Pete Sargent on AM 1050 WLIP.
WLIP Morning Show. Tuesday mornings means Dr. Russ Brewer. Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie is here in the studio. Dr. Russ, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Pete. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. Did you have a nice weekend despite the winter weather and all?
Sure.
Okay. You know, I was out and about yesterday.
It is Tuesday, so it's one of those things. Yeah, there was a weekend there. You know, the snow on Saturday night was kind of funny because my weather app said we were supposed to get 2 inches. And so we got up a little early so we'd get ready to go to church. And if we had to drive, you know, in some snow, and I thought, you know, I should open up the garage door while I'm out here getting the dog's breakfast. And I hit the garage door and it starts opening. I'm like, there's just maybe like a quarter of an inch there at the edge of the door. I'm like, that's not bad. And it kept opening. And I'm like,
Oh
boy.
Yeah.
That's 6 inches. I'm going to have to, I got to hurry now because I got to get the snowblower out. Or we're going nowhere.
Yeah, boy.
So, yeah, no, it was nice, light, fluffy stuff. And I don't mind the fluffy, powdery snow because that clears off pretty easily.
I feel like people took advantage of that not go anywhere on Sunday thing because they were all out yesterday.
Yeah.
I noticed.
Oh, no, this is true. I went to work yesterday and then went home and I'm like, I need to get home because it's like everybody's out buzzing around. It's like, but it's supposed to, because we're supposed to get some more, you know, yucky weather tonight into tomorrow. So yeah, it's December.
Yeah.
And it's the tundra. So
we're used to it.
It's what it is.
Maybe. Well, you know, one of the things that helps relieve stress is having a pet, right? Segues nicely into what we talk about here.
It does help relieve the stress. And in fact, when it's cold outside, it's kind of nice to sit on the couch and cuddle with your dog or your cat.
Body warmth, right?
Body warmth, right. But that's something that we're going to talk about, responsible pet ownership. And because today is actually International Animal Rights Day.
Okay.
Or at least that was what was on my tag for this topic this week. I don't know if it's actually today. I neglected to look that up if it's a specific day, but it's around this week. Let's put it that way.
Fair enough.
So the first step to responsible pet ownership is selecting your pet wisely. And this is kind of a tough thing because I don't think we often look at, they're cute.
Yeah.
And especially when they're puppies. Oh my gosh. You know, we're seeing some puppies roll through the clinic every now and then. And it's just, I don't care if you can't look at a puppy and just have your heart melt, you should maybe go see somebody. I had a Pomeranian come in the other day, 8 weeks old. I think it weighed maybe 2 pounds.
Aww.
And it was just a giant ball of fluff that was bouncing around and just excited for the whole entire world to meet it. And it's nothing makes you warm up more than that. But you've got to take care of that little life for the rest of its life.
Right.
Right. And they being in our house create such joy and love that we kind of have to make sure we take care of that. We're guardians of that. You know, we always talk about pet ownership, but it's really not, I guess I've come to feel it's really not ownership. They're living with us and we're helping them live their best life because they are certainly helping us live our best life. So it's really a guardianship. We're stewards of their well-being. So let's make sure first we pick the right one. So if you've got a job that you're working, you know, 12 hours a day and you can't walk a dog, maybe a cat would be better. If you're really wanting a dog, my favorite book is Paws, P-A-W-S, to consider choosing the correct dog. And it goes through and, you know, helps you break down, like, what's your lifestyle like? And then here's a short list of 5 or 6 dogs that fit that particular lifestyle. So if you're the busy person that doesn't have much time, here's a dog that doesn't need much exercise. If you're the person that's out there like running 5 miles a day, God bless you, you know, whether or not it's rain, sleet, snow, whatever.
Here's the dog.
There are people still doing it. Here's the dog for you. Right. So there's a book out there that can help you that. And, you know, you need to figure out your current household. If you're in an apartment, you don't want the dog that's going to like take up 1.5 of the bedrooms of your 2-bedroom apartment.
The landlord's going to say that counts as a roommate.
Right, right. Here's your extra rent. And so, you know, here again, maybe the cat's better. But if, you know, if you've got a piece of property and you're on acreage, maybe you need a dog, you know, maybe you could have a dog that would like to run because you get the time to take them out and run them. So picking the right ones first and then making that commitment. realizing that, you know, yes, you take them home and they're cute and cuddly. They will grow up.
Right.
They will become an adult. They'll be a teenager before they're an adult. And don't forget, teenage dogs are somewhat like teenage people. They're a pain in the neck. Any teenagers listening, we love you still. But it's challenging. So there's commitment to them for their lifelong. And, you know, you have to think about if you're the local ordinances, if you're in an HOA, all of those things. And of course, as a veterinarian, I'm going to say, don't forget, you have to partner with your veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not self-serving. This is actually for them, because it's one of those things that you do need to have a good partnership with your veterinarian, because they're going to help you make sure that your cat or dog stays healthy, because there's preventative care. And it's good to have that relationship so that when things don't go as healthy planned, that you need somebody that can help you navigate through their illnesses that they will encounter along the way. And then identifying your pet. Now, a collar with a name on it and a phone number is a great thing, but that can come off. My favorite's a microchip. It's just a, it's like a 30-digit code that you can call the phone number and say, here's the code. And then it's like, oh, that's Pete's dog. Here's his phone number. Contact him and let him know that you found his dog and then get his dog back. Doing your part for the community. Clean up after your pet. If you go to the dog park and your dog park, you know, dog parks are dog parks. But you should still pick up after your dog. And if you're out walking the neighborhood, please take a bag with you and clean up after it.
That includes the backyard at the apartment complex.
Right.
Everybody.
That includes everywhere.
Includes everywhere. Thank you. I had some neighbors who struggled with
that. Even in your own backyard.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's your own backyard, you still want to pick up after them. Don't just say, well, it's the backyard. No, pick up after them. It helps prevent parasites. It helps, you know, prevent disease spread. And it's just gross.
Yeah. That it is.
Curb the dog. Pick up after him. Spay and neuter him, too. And this is a Bob Barker moment. Spay and neuter your pet. because it does help prevent additional puppies and kittens that, you know, flood the shelters.
Right.
So the little bit we can do, and it's not stopped it, right? There's still loads of dogs in the shelters. But it's because not everybody's spaying and neutering their dog.
True.
So do your part.
Right.
And have your cat or dog spayed or neutered. Preparing for the unexpected, because poop happens.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about the kind you pick up. We're talking about the kind that gets flung at you and it's a mess. So first aid kit's not a bad thing. And then having an evacuation plan. And this is something I think we all need, and I don't think that we all do. You need to have an evacuation plan. If there's a storm, where do you go? If there's a fire, how do you get out? And how do I get my cat or dog out? Making sure you know that there's a place that the leashes are, or making sure you know that, you know, my favorite thing to get a cat out of a building, a pillowcase.
Mm.
They're terrified of carriers. They see you come with a pillowcase, they're not going to go anywhere, but you can scoop them up in that pillowcase and walk right out of.
Never see it coming.
And they'll never see it coming. You come in with a carrier, they're going to run and hide. So don't go in with the carrier if it's an emergency. If it's an emergency, use a pillowcase. And then the last bit of it, because we've talked about puppies and then adulthood and then, we get to the end, and so you also need to take some time at some point to think about that too. And they give us such joy. We owe them, you know, the dignity to not struggle. And so when they are having that really hard time, that's when you have to call your veterinarian. You have to go in. And you have to say, okay, listen, here's what's going on. Can I do something about this? Because sometimes it is. Sometimes it's a matter of like, yeah, you know, they're painful and they've got some arthritis. We can medicate this. We can get them to feeling better and then extend out that quality for another, you know, 6 months, a year, whatever. But sometimes it's like, no, we're at that point where we really need to talk about quality over quantity. And those are some things too. And if you can't wrap your head around that, you at least need to have somebody in your family or in your support circle that can help you wrap your head around that, because that's fair to them, to your pet. They're a four-legged family member, and, you know, they are so important to those of us that have it. I mean, nothing against any of you out there in the listening world that don't have pets, but those of us that own pets, we just can't wrap our head around that, because I cannot imagine a world that I can't have a dog or a cat in my house and like my Cavalier that sleeps in bed with us. I mean, I cannot imagine her not being there. It's why it's sometimes hard to go on vacation and sleep well, because I don't have a foot warmer. But it's that part of it's like missing part of your, you know, you don't have your pillow when you leave town, because it's just part of your normal sleep environment. So it's one of those things. They're that important. We don't often think about that, but in the end, we owe them peace and quiet because they have brought so much to us. So it's important to think about those things, and this is why it's important to have a veterinary relationship with somebody. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to be honest with you and go, "Listen, yeah, you know, it's okay,
right,
as it is." So they're going to bring you so much joy in your life, and they're going to break our hearts in the end.
Yeah.
But that's what having them is about. It's all about the journey. It's the dash between the numbers. The time we get to spend with them, the amount of time we get to go out and play ball, we get to go walk with them, we get to go to the dog park. They get to give the kids kisses on their face when they're babies. They get to share their dog food with the kids when the kids are little and crawling around. Just all of the goofy things that go on in a pet's life that they share with us. It's immeasurable. So we do owe them the responsibility to take care of them accordingly.
And the fun memories afterwards and the stories you can tell, too, because you made me think of some just as we were sitting here. So,
right.
You know,
oh, there's all kinds of crazy stuff that you know, that your dog or cat will do. They imprint memories on us. You know, it's just my cat that we have right now, I should say our cat, although my wife would say, no, he's really my cat, because she gets annoyed with him because he's ornery. But
yeah,
he loves to come and eat breakfast with us. So when we sit down in the morning and we're sitting at the breakfast bar, we have to make sure there's a chair between the two of us so he can jump up there and sit down between the two of us and hang out. And it's just one of those things. Like, I, you know, it's funny, but that's it. So
good stuff, Dr. Russ Brewer.
If you want to help take care of your pet, give us a phone call at 262-694-6515 or check us out on the web, careanimalhospital.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Dr. Russ Brewer, appreciate the time as always. You have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday morning.
We'll see you next Tuesday, Pete. Thanks.
WLIP Morning Show, 728. Don't you know you'll be in misery?